Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Say my name here on Today FM. To get in contact today, it is very simply 087-4100-102, or you can tweet at Ferg Darcy. It's Ferg Darcy with you all the way through the afternoon. Now, for those of you out there who watched Love Island, you will know that, yes, the parents were met last night in what was one of the most anticipated episodes of Love Island yet. And for those of you who aren't into it, well, basically a lot of parents came to see a lot of kids last night on television, and it sounded something like this.
One thing that I didn't grasp, when you recoupled, you seem to expect her to be grateful. And I thought, hey, young man, yeah. I have worked with you.
You have made us laugh so much. Do bits of society. Do bits
of society. So as you don't know, the Do Bits Society was a society that was set up so people could do bits, if you know what I mean. However, when the parents came in, they were like, oh, you set up the Do Bits Society. Oh, I got such a laugh out of you. Which, if that was my mother now, she'd be there with a wooden spoon waiting gloriously. Fergal, come over here to me. Anyway, there's certain things you do and you don't do when you meet the parents. And similarly, I don't know, there's certain things that parents do that can intimidate you as well that are totally inappropriate. For instance, oh, this is a cringy story, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I remember many, many moons ago, back in the noughties anyway, I had a t-shirt. It was in my 20s, and it was one of those t-shirts, you know, your friend comes back from Australia and he gets you a present of one, and there's an arrow pointing up the way and it says the man, and an arrow pointing down the way and it says the legend, right, okay? And I remember everyone had these t-shirts anyway, but I remember I had this t-shirt. I never even liked the t-shirt, and to be honest with you, there's nothing legendary about what's below. I was there going, ah, come on. I wore it out anyway. But I remember it was actually the first time, and I didn't even think about it, it was the first time that I'd met my ex's parents and sat down, and straight away, her dad got a bit of an old kick out of this t-shirt, like, oh, the man, the legend, isn't that great? And he started telling me these really inappropriate jokes. And I remember just leaving the table kind of going, oh my God. I was kind of thinking, this is the guy I'm going to meet with a shotgun someday on his doorstep. Anyway, there are certain do's and certain don'ts when you meet the parents. I would say, number one, be very careful in what you wear when you meet someone's parents. Those kind of t-shirts, you can't get away with those. You cannot get away. I don't even know what. I don't even think I put any thought into that. But yeah, you can't get away with that anymore. No. You have to be politically correct in these situations. But there's other bits of advice. Have you got any stories as well about meeting the parents? 087-4100-102, the parents. Minnie's on the line. Minnie, how are you doing?
Hiya, Fred. How's it going?
I'm good, my friend. Tell us all about the first time you met the parents.
Yeah, the first time I met the girlfriend's parents, we'd been going out probably a couple of months at the time, you know, three or four months maybe. Mm. And the first time we got to meet him was we were at a family function. I think it was somebody's 40th or the afters of a wedding or something. So
yeah.
I got to meet the whole family all in one go, you know, it was in a hotel.
A nice place to do it because you're in a good surrounding there. Yeah, like, you know, absolutely. You can escape if you want there. Yeah.
Exactly, big time. So the night went on, great little crack, something to eat, a whole lot. But a couple of hours later, I'm in the toilet in the hotel buying condoms.
Oh, God.
And he walks in. Her father.
Oh! Oh, hello, son. God. What are you doing there? Just getting some chewing gums there, Dad.
Yeah, exactly, the wrong machine. It's just not the jukebox, no. Yeah.
It could be worse. Manny's the night I've walked into toilets and you see some poor devil after putting in his life savings from the ESP into the machine. He's banging it. Come on. What did he say to you?
Yeah, he just started laughing and he goes, well, I suppose if you're going to do it safely.
Fair play to him. Well, I have to say this. I want to mention this. It's your anniversary today.
So 14 years today, married. So
congratulations, Manny. So, congratulations.
Yeah. Three kids later. So
well, you didn't play it too safe then, did you? Well, listen. Congratulations and thanks for coming on with the story. I love it.
No problem. Okay.
Oh, by the way, Manny.
Yeah.
Your soul sound. Good luck, brother. Good luck. To get in contact today, it's 087-4100-102. And I've got Graham on the line. Graham, how you doing?
Not so bad. Yourself?
I'm good, Graham. Graham, tell us all about the first time you met your girlfriend's parents.
Yeah, the first time I met my girlfriend's parents was I moved to Australia. I met my wife over there.
Yeah.
And we decided to move home because Emma fell pregnant.
Yeah,
and
I know that phrase. She fell pregnant. I mean, where did she fall? I wonder.
We became pregnant. Let's say
that's even better.
So the first time I met our parents was walking in the door when we flew back from Australia, and we moved in with them for 6 months.
Wow! Yeah, And
so it was a bit, with me having that kind of thick Scottish accent, none of them understood a word I was saying. So the first family dinner, it was actually our brother-in-law from Cork who was doing the translating for us as well. Like, so
oh my God. Like an episode of Narcos. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Did the parents, did they warm to you immediately when you arrived?
Yes, loved me. Loved me the first time they seen me. So by the next morning I was lying down getting breakfast and cups of tea on the couch. Everyone was great. So that's 17 years ago. I'm still there. My daughter will be 17 this year now. So all's good. All's good.
All's well that ends well. Graham, you are the man. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
No bother. Enjoy your weekend. Your afternoon, Fergal.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. All the best. Good luck. John has got in contact saying, hey, Ferg, a mate of mine met his girlfriend's folks at their house. A few drinks were had when he woke up and realised he got up in the night and ended up in her parents' bed. Breakfast was very, very strange.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.